Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
I'm on the road to West Cork to meet two farmers who this week were winners at the Grassland Farmer of the Year Awards, which recognises excellence in farming. Now, you may not think it, but Ireland is unique in this part of the world when it comes to grazing cattle. Our climate is conducive to allowing cattle graze for 9 to 10 months a year. In other countries, cattle are kept inside and fed more grain. So being able to measure grass and sample soil, especially on a dairy farm, is good for the animal and good for the farmer as well.
Well, Caroline.
You aren't long over. Please greet you.
How are you doing?
Grand on together.
That's grand.
My first stop is to meet the overall winner of this year's Grassland Awards, Caroline Walsh, who milks just over 60 cows on the family farm in...
Lawyer Balnascarty near Clonakilty.
Caroline grew up on a farm not too far away in Inishannon, but now farms here on her husband Joe's home place. Her cows began calving 2 weeks ago and will continue over the next 6 weeks.
This is what it was, but no, this is our neon egg.
Ah, look at them.
Yeah.
What age are they now?
Well, she was only born there an hour ago.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Under the red light.
Caroline manages 10 grazings per year on her paddocks, thanks to the micromanagement of soil and grass on her farm.
We farm 50 acres here on the home block. There's between, I suppose, 65 and 70 cows. The highest we went to was 80. Maybe it just get the 64 good cows to do the same as the 80 cows, and everybody's happy, then the cows are happier. Everybody has more space. There's more room for cows to eat. There's, you know, I suppose when I came out here first, we grew 9 tonne of dry matter. And in 2019, we grew 16 tonne. So there was a lot of correcting in the soil. The breeding was probably there to have the capability, but grass is what gives fat and protein. I think I done the sums that there was 12,000 of a difference in the ration that was fed between 2017 and 2019. And there was the same kilos of milk solids produced on the farm. The start of the year is very important to fill the cow, but during the main grazing season, grass is kind of what will give you the results without having to put your hand inside in your pocket too much if you have the ground corrected to grow the amount of grass.
By focusing on better breeding and grassland management, cows produce better quality milk.
We're genotyping the heifer calves with the last couple of years, so I try and pick out the best of the best. So my cows that I consider are our best cows get specific straws, and there's more work goes into picking out straws for the year than there would be going getting ready for a big night out or something.
When you're done with straws, it's putting them in calf.
Yeah, for the AI straws, like.
Yeah.
Since the abolition of milk quotas, the increase in dairy production has been blamed for having a negative impact on emission reductions, and the EPA showing that biodiversity, air, soil and water quality were suffering as a result.
I suppose I'm very conscious of sustainability as a member of Carberry Group. They're running a course that they've subsidised, they offer to farmers to do through UCC on sustainability and climate change. So I chose to do that last August before I realised that there would be 5 children to homeschool. But it's a great education, basically to see the capability of the soil, the capability of the land, the capability of genetics. If you can marry all of it, like sustainability, if you're sustainable on your farm, profitability will follow. Last year we used mainly protected urea. We've clover in a good few of the swards to try and reduce the amount of chemical nitrogen that's needed. I believe that, like, when you do the soil samples every year, I probably do it too often, but if you can find out the NP and K deficiency in each field, then you can correct that deficiency without spreading extra, because extra can leach from the soil and possibly end up in water courses. But like, I don't think there's any farmer in the country that wants to do any damage to biodiversity.
20 minutes west of where Caroline is, I go to meet dairy farmer John Galvin near Dunmanway.
We're in the parish of Kilmichael, townland of Kilmichael.
He picked up the sustainability gong at this year's awards. This is the calm before the storm on his farm, as calving is due to begin in a few days' time. But on a farm like this, being more sustainable, focusing on genetics and grass growth, increases the protein quality of the milk, which in turn pays John around 4 cents a litre more than average.
Yeah, so the farm here, I'm farming here since 2002. It's a 35 hectare milking block, some of which is on a long-term lease. We milk just over 100 cows here this year, stocked at 2.9 cows per hectare on the milking platform. We have a herd of Jersey crossbred cows with an EBI of 160 euros, which is probably up somewhere in the top 10% in the country.
And what does that mean now for non-farmers? What's the EBI all about?
So EBI is about, it's a collection of different merits that are used to calculate the efficiency of cows.
Right, so the higher the EBI, the better EBI, quality milk you're getting.
The more efficient your cow is to produce high-value milk solids.
Right.
So we have the genetics. If you have good genetics and feed plenty, get plenty grass, good grass into them cows, the amount of grass that's grown on this farm is what drives our profit.
Is sustainability something you're very conscious of in your daily farming life?
Well, I am, yeah. Like, sustainability is a very broad spectrum, right? So you have to be environmentally sustainable, you have to be financially sustainable, and you have to be socially sustainable. It's no good to me being environmentally sustainable if you're making no money. Mm. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a good return here on the farm and at the same time be kind to the environment. My grandfather farmed here and my father farmed here and in this locality, and hopefully one day, well, maybe one of my boys will farm here, and we want to pass it on as good if not better than what we got. Most of our urea last year was protected urea to prevent ammonia loss, and slurry is 100% low emission spreading system on the farm. So low emission slurry spreading is where the slurry is put down near the root of the ground, in the plant in the ground. The nitrogen is kept down near the ground so it doesn't evaporate into the air. Yeah, we've seen benefits from it, use it. Yeah, we're getting better kick out of the nitrogen from the slurry in the springtime of the year.
Is it an exciting time on a farm?
Yeah, I like the springtime, yeah, because it's new life and it's the start of the year, and that's what's going to drive, if you get it right, that's going to drive the thing for the rest of the year.
When will the cows get back out onto grass then?
So yeah, look, we're starting calving probably in 5 or 6 days' time, so if we had like 10 cows calved, once ground conditions are good on the foot, we will graze.
All right. Well, John, the very best of luck with it. Busy
Thank
time, and congratulations on your award. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you, Damien.
That was John Galvin there. By the way, he has four young boys that were playing around there. Maybe they'd be farming someday. And before that, Caroline Walsh from Cork, who's homeschooling her five children, as she said there. They were among the winners at the Virtual Grassland Farmer of the Year Awards announced earlier this week. You can find out a little bit more about them and the other finalists on chagask.ie.